He can be trusted. These songs reinforce that. Trusting God today on Homecoming Radio.
Hi, hey, hello again, and welcome. This is Bill Gaffer's Homecoming Radio on the air. So glad that you are here. We've got a chair for you. It's right there by Tori. It's empty. Pull a chair right up and join us. I'm Daniel Britt, here with Kevin Williams, Lauren Talley, Gene McDonald, Mark Bishop.
Are we allowed to do that?
Pat Barker.
Hello.
Michael Booth.
Thank you.
Andy Andrews. Chris Blue. Tori Taft.
I'm laughing at Chris Blue.
And the one and only Bill Gaither.
Who gives him a horn?
What a great day. Let's get it started with the whole Homecoming bunch singing. You sing with us.
Hey.
I love it.
It's going to be good.
To my disappointment, strife and discontentment, I cast my every care on the Lord. No matter what obsession, pain or deep depression, I'm standing on the solid rock. I'm standing on the rock, on the rock of ages, safe from every storm, from all the storm that rages. Rich in love, I'm rich,
not from
Satan's wages. I'm standing on the solid rock. Now I'm pressing onward, each step leads me homeward. I'm trusting in my Savior day by day. And close is our relation, firm is its foundation. So on this solid rock I'll stay.
I'm standing
on the rock,
on
the rock of ages, safe from every storm,
from all the
storm that rages. Rich in love and rich,
but not from
Satan's wages. I'm standing on the solid.
It's Homecoming Radio time, and what a great way to kick things off from the Sunday Meetin' Time video. I love that.
The vocal band.
Now when the rich and the poor get together with the Lord, get together with the Lord. Well, they will treat each other like sister and brother when they all get together with the Lord.
Now when they all get together,
hallelujah.
When they all get together with the Lord, well, they will treat each other like sister and brother when they all get together with the Lord.
Now when the tall and the small get together with the Lord, get together with the Lord. Well, the weak are no longer afraid of the stronger when they all get together with the Lord.
Now when they all get together, together with the Lord.
has no favorites, he just loves us all the same. His son died to save us and to keep us in his name. And soon we'll rise to meet him, and forever we will reign, and we will sing, 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 sing now, and we all get together.
The great Gaither Vocal Band.
I'm Linda Randall. Hey, Gene, what time is it?
Well, it's Country Connection time.
Country music and gospel music throughout time have always seemed to maintain a close connection, both in style and story. Mark?
I love to tell the story. That's our story, isn't it? And here by Alan Jackson, I'm going to sing the song, I Love to Tell the Story.
I love to tell the story of unseen things above, of Jesus and His glory, of Jesus and His love. I love to tell the story because I know it satisfies my longings as nothing else can do. I love to tell a story, 'twill be my theme in glory to tell the old, old story of Jesus and His love. I love to tell the story for those who know it best. Same hungering and thirsting to hear it like the rest. And when in scenes of glory I sing the new song, 'twill be the old story that I have loved so long. I love to tell the story, 'twill be my theme and glory to tell Jesus and His love, to tell the old, old story of Jesus and His love.
You know, Michael, that reminds me of one of your greatest moments on stage.
Lauren, please, I have an idea.
I've got to tell it. The please. Lord's leading me to tell it.
He is not.
Yes, he is. So the Tallies and the Booth Brothers used to sing together on the same program quite often. Yep. And we worked up a little shtick where my mom would sing the first verse of the great Dottie Rambo classic, Too Much to Gain to Lose. Oh, yeah. And then when it came time for the second verse, Michael would come out and sing, I've crossed the hot burning desert. Became a really nice moment in the program. So we decided we would do it that year at the National Quartet Convention. We set the song up. Mom sang the first verse. Dad hit the key for the second verse. And we turned around. And Michael was not there. We had told him, be at the stage at 8:30 or whatever time we were supposed to go on. And we turned around and Michael was gone. And so we just kept singing the song. And eventually, here came Michael just in time to hit the very last note of the song and stretch his arms out for a standing ovation.
I did. You never told me if that was Central or Eastern time.
You were late. You were late.
He got stuck halfway across that burning desert.
He did. He was struggling the right road to choose.
I woke up this morning feeling fine.
Yeah, you gotta clap on this.
I woke up with heaven on my mind.
You got it.
I woke up with joy in my soul, 'cause I knew my Lord had control. Well, I knew I was walking in the light, 'cause I'd been on my knees in the night. And I prayed till the Lord gave a sign, and now I'm feeling mighty fine.
Oh, well, I'm feeling mighty fine.
Mighty
yes,
fine.
I'm feeling fine.
I've got heaven on my mind.
All the time
we're walking and talking as we climb, we're traveling the road to the sky, where I know I'll live when I die. He's been telling me all about that land, and he tells me that everything is grand, and he says that a home will be mine. And now I'm feeling mighty fine.
The Booth Brothers on Homecoming Radio.
Hey, I'm Dean.
And Kim Hopper.
Hey, Tori, what time is it?
Well, I'll tell you, Hoppers, it's time for a Mayberry moment. All and right. You guys.
All right, Tori, now from one of the most iconic shows in television history.
Boy,
the most common sense.
The most.
Yeah.
It's not one of. It's the most.
The most common sense, family-oriented storylines of the Andy Griffith shows certainly left its mark on millions, including our resident trivial expert to bring you
That's
this.
That's what he thinks.
Yeah, we shall see. Mayberry moment, here's Kevin.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
And we have several Andy fans in the room today.
That's right.
So,
yes.
It's a prerequisite.
Hey, did Mayberry have a phone book?
No, they had Sarah, the telephone operator.
Soak it, Sarah.
Soak it, Sarah.
Sarah, get me my house.
Who said, more power to you?
Briscoe Darling.
Briscoe Darling.
Got time for breathing, got time for music.
Hey, you don't think I can get banjo sounds out of this jug?
All right, that's right.
You all should see Chris Blue's face right now. He does not know what's happening.
All of you things.
y'all need to keep up with me.
He's on it.
Since you brought up the jug,
is he one of ours?
Briscoe Darling played a jug, and he'd get that sound out of it. Does anybody in the room know who owns the actual jug from the show?
I don't know that.
No.
He's in the room.
Andy Andrews.
The jug.
Yes, Briscoe Darling's jug.
Could you get an autograph from that jug for me?
Andy, this is easily the most impressive thing about you.
I am right for the first time. I'm excited to be sitting next to him.
I was doing a record with Rodney Dillard, who was one of the darlings on there.
Yep.
And I said, I've got some props from the show. You know, I have a dish from Aunt Bee's cupboard in my home, and I have a book from Helen Crump's classroom in my home and stuff, you know. But I said, Andy Andrews has the jug. And he went, no. he was enamored with it. All right, this is high class stuff today.
Does anybody know who owns Floyd's Barber Brush?
Oh, I don't
know. Wow. Look at him.
How did you get a hold of these things?
Does anybody know who owns the dominoes that Andy Marty played with?
You haven't.
Wow. Anybody know who owns the telephone from the Taylor's Living Room season one?
Wow.
Season 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Who owns Howard Sprague's telephone from the Bachelor Pad?
That'd be kind of
the red phone.
Gosh.
Who owns the phone from Wally's gas station?
Wow.
I'll tell you what, who owns the cattle on a thousand hills?
King of Kings, and he don't care nothing about no jug.
All right. We got time for one more here, okay?
Oh, my God.
So who went back to school on the show?
Ernest T.
Okay, Ernest T. Bass, who was played by Howard Morris, who I actually got to meet. And
Ernest T. Bass and the TV repairman.
The TV repairman.
Yeah. He played the TV repairman, and he was the voice on the radio.
Yes.
Don't forget that. Okay, now.
Leonard Blush.
What did he get his diploma for? That's obscure.
For learning something.
Got it. For learning. Mayberry trivia here on Homecoming Radio.
I don't choose my cabbage twice, and you ain't heard the last, Ernest T. Bass.
You know, Andy, seeing you pack out the rhyming was impressive, but this is a whole nother.
This is by far.
A wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Lord.
Transported I rise to meet him in clouds of the sky. His perfect salvation, his wonderful love, I'll shout with the millions on high.
Behind of my life in the depths of his love.
Amazing voices in that homecoming setting in Washington, D.C. at the Kennedy Center. Karen Peck, Larry Ford, and all the homecoming friends.
Oh, here we go.
I love letters.
Letters. Oh, we get letters. We get your letters every day.
Our gracious friends, just like you, are so kind to write us at homecomingradio.com with notes like these.
Janet from Delaware writes, please accept my congratulations for your fabulous humor, music, and repartee all year long. I listen to Homecoming Radio constantly, and I recall a lifetime of church music healing and sustaining me as I go. I'm 76 years old, still crooning to the folks at my senior community with my guitar. Way to go, Janet. With old hymns and upbeat songs, they are still a hit. May God continue blessing you with strength and joy as you uplift us all daily. What a powerful ministry it is to so many. What a sweet letter.
I love that.
This one says,
this makes you warm.
We listen to you several times a week on Singing News Radio. Your songs have meant so much to our lives. Thank you for your music. You guys are amazing. And that's Ken and Dee from Colorado.
Love it.
Hey, we love your notes. And
we love your nose too, Bill.
Do folks still send letters and cards?
Well, the jingle says we get letters, so I assume they do. I don't know, but we like it at homecomingradio.com. That's a good way
email
to
send it. We get email.
But also you can contact us at homecomingradio.com. I say it all the time. I would not know. I don't have a clue as to how to do it. But
your email still has a zip code.
When Michael English first came with us, he had been with the Singing Americans, singing I Bowed on My Knees and Cried Holy. That was his big song. His first big song with us was this great song written by Steve Richardson from Indianapolis. And it had been around for a while, but it just seemed to fit him. And he sang it every night. I still love to hear it.
Darkness.
haunted by the years of past defeat. But then I see you standing near me, Lord, shining with compassion.
Incredibly beautiful. Perfect marriage of song and singer. That's yes. Daystar by the Gaither Vocal Band, sung by the incredible Michael English. Yes. Man, that's so good.
Good.
Well, our goal today was to remind you, trusting God may feel scary at times, but He can be trusted. I hope these songs were great reminders of that. Join us again next time, where we'll once again sing the songs of the gospel and bring music and smiles.
We put so much at your fingertips over at homecomingradio.com, where you can
hear more of us online. Download our smartphone app, see the dates, times, and places for future Gaither concerts and events and those fun cruises and all the happenings.
Get the latest scoop on videos and new projects, link up to our social media and Facebook, and you can leave us a note.
All this and more at homecomingradio.com. That's homecomingradio.com.
And all good things finally have to come to an end. This has been a good day, right?
Great.
We've had a great time. See you next time.
For sure.
Today, you've heard only the best of the best in great gospel music, and you know we're often asked where to find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com and you'll find much of the same music there that you've heard right here. Again, that's homecomingradio.com. And we'll look forward to you joining us again next time when all your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.